The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, I came in today. I don't feel well. I caught something from my daughter. It's called the bruh. Let's talk about it. Thursday, Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
Bruh, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
At first, it used to annoy me. And I was trying to keep up with her conversation with her friends, bruh. And then we were like, oh, and then like, bruh. And then he said, like, I couldn't even believe it. Like, bruh. Now I get that.
Bruh can be used in any context as
well.
It
can. My thing now is that I have caught myself using it.
You caught the bruhs.
Gosh, and it's so annoying.
So is dude out of the way? Is nobody even using dude?
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, dude, how about man?
Oh, man.
Brother?
Brother, but I'm still heavy on the brother.
Well, there's a certain kind of Chicano man that is heavy on the brother.
That's true.
Also, just a video game streamer sketch, too. He's pushing the term brother around, too. But back to this bruh thing, because I did not see your daughter as a bruh. To me, like, bruh is like surfer boy, California type stuff like that. Nah, this man, is your daughter's out here calling him a bruh?
It has become a national wave. And because of gaming, I think it's going to catch on all over the country, all over the world.
Like, I can't talk to my nephew Aiden at all without him hitting me with at least five bruhs in within the first 30 seconds.
How do you stop somebody from doing that? Another thing that's really annoying is the amount of likes that people have started to use. Like, when I was doing this, like, I had to do that.
Oh, I
got to
join that party.
Like,
I'm not above that, so.
No, you don't do it a lot, though.
I'm in the mix on that one.
Not a lot, though,
I try not to do it, but I catch myself doing it all the time.
Because you've caught the like. Stop saying like. Stop saying bruh. Do it for 24 hours. Call us. Did it work? 877-730-DCS1. Snap yourself with a rubber band in the face every time you do it.
Damn, that's how you feel about the word bruh?
No. Bruh. You have no idea. National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Hug a Plumber Day.
Oh, hey.
Shout out to all the plumbers out there.
Thank you.
Make sure they wash your hands first.
Yeah.
We also got National DNA Day. So that's a whole thing dedicated to finding out who you are as a
person. Dana took one of those DNA tests, and I swear, this is not a lie. Every week she has a new cousin.
Oh. Automatic knows. First, it was all my siblings from my father's side, and now it's like primos and primas that I don't know.
How many brothers and sisters do you think you have?
Knowing that I know 11 that I know of. 11, no, 11, 12, maybe 14.
Jeez.
Damn, bro.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
And some were with his wife, some weren't. I don't know,
And it's going to wrap it up on Take Your Bruh to Work Day. No, it's good. Take Your Kids to Work Day.
Bring my little bruh to work.
I don't want to bring her here because she'll just be like, my mom does this, bruh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What do you do if your boss is making a moves on you? Maybe you like your boss, but your boss is in another relationship. The boss is married. All right, so this listener hit us up, sent us a text message to 877-730-DCS1. We told him we'd call to talk to him. Hey, is this TJ?
Yes, it is.
Hey, TJ, Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. What's up, TJ?
What's good, TJ? You and your boss, y'all having a lot of lunches together. What's happening here?
Yeah, so what happened was my boss asked me, he was like, hey, do you want to have lunch? And then, okay, he brought me pizza one time, and after that, do you want to have dinner? And I was like, okay, well, I asked him, like, who's all coming? And then he said, oh, I just think it'll be just us.
So who's all coming had a whole different meaning. Okay, and then what?
I didn't know what to say, so I was like, okay, what do I do?
Okay, well, what's your boss's name?
Dude,
I'm just establishing something here. Is married?
Yeah, happily married.
Is not too happily married.
Supposedly.
Who is? Well, do you mind dating a married person? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Hell no. No. I was just like.
But you're scared because your boss has asked you to dinner. If you say no, your boss is the person in charge of your check, right?
I know. That's crazy.
TJ, let me ask you something. Is married to a man or a woman?
He's married to a woman.
I knew it. You see, the thing is, TJ's boss, he likes his wife. He loves his wife. But he likes TJ, too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And so he wants to have his cake and eat it, too. And that's not fair. TJ, that's not fair. So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'll probably just, like, maybe have maybe a dinner or two, maybe. But I'll definitely have to break it apart. I just don't know how. I need your help.
So you're going to go to dinner to keep the job, or are you going to go to the dinner and go do more work after?
That's what I need help with. Like, what am I supposed
okay,
to do?
Wait, TJ, you like your boss. How you got a crush on your boss.
A little bit.
I've never hooked up with anybody in the workplace. And any time in our industry I've seen people lose their jobs, it's because of that.
I was going to say, I dipped my pen in company ink with Miss Dana Cortez, and now we're married. So it can turn out all right.
What do I do?
you remember that every piece of energy you put out into the universe, you're going to get back. Do you want that kind of karma?
Not really, no.
The booty is not worth that kind of karma, TJ. The booty is not worth it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. All right.
You know how many times I've had my boss hit on me and like I have to play the part because I'm afraid to lose my job. Like it's not a good feeling. Yeah.
I'll definitely give you an update.
Okay, give me an update. We're gonna do it and I need a call back. You know, after this weekend. I need something, okay?
Dangle that carrot, TJ.
But don't put the carrot where it doesn't belong.
Exactly.
I know, but my boss is pretty hot though.
Oh, there it is. And it's out. There it is. That took a while to get there.
He just wanted us to justify it.
You do your thing, TJ. You do your thing.
TJ is going to hook up with
his boss. Look, it is karma and all that. And at the end of the day, only your boss is responsible for his relationship. Should we call his wife? That's my question.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Anthony, you guys got to cut it out.
Isn't intent 9/10 of the law? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
All right, TJ, give us a follow-up.
All right, I will.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, he says he's going to call us next week, so tune in to the Young and the Fabulous right here. We'll get the backstory. You know, hopefully he'll get the backstory, too. I don't know.
Double entendres.
How you handle the boss hitting on you? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, there's a new research study that says something you're doing right now can help with depression. So I'll tell you what it is and where the research comes from at the end. DJ Automatic, you go first.
We're having a battle of the sexes. There's a study out of UCLA that found that female doctors will make you live longer than a male doctor.
Oh, is it because they're hot or what?
No. Oh, wow. They say it's because male doctors don't pay attention and they underestimate the severity of an illness. And if you're a woman and you go to a male doctor, your chances of dying earlier are way more increased.
They dismiss pain. They dismiss anything you say to them. Oh, you're just nagging. When in all reality, something could really be going on. And that's why I chose our doctor, Dr. D.
Her name is Dr. Deathridge.
That's not the point.
I thought that was going to be an A1 D's joke, but nope.
Dang.
That's crazy. So y'all got to call Dr. D every time you're sick?
Dr. D.
Dr. D.
Or Dr. Deathridge.
I got to go see Dr. D.
Every single time.
I'd rather call her Dr. D than Dr. Deathridge when I'm sick.
Just remember, female doctors, especially when you have to go to get your annual every month, ladies, you got your feet up on the stirrups. It's nothing like having a woman there. She knows what's happening.
Right, girl?
You know, I've heard women know better than men what's happening.
Oh, well, of course, that would make sense. I would rather trust a dude to handle my package later on in life than a woman. I feel
you had man handle your package when you got the vasectomy.
Definitely not Dr. D.
It was the most mortifying thing I've ever gone through in my life. Because you're just laying there like a slab of meat, and he's just throwing my meat around and being like, hey, let me shave this. Hey, you ready to clip?
You were the Dr. D that day. All right. In case you missed it, spaghetti is a perfect antidepressant. Let's go, baby. Carbs are good for you. This is a great study.
Carbs are not good for you.
All right. A study provided by CBS News says pasta actually changes your behavior, and they measured people's happiness compared to when they didn't have pasta to when they ate pasta and found out that it has more of a positive impact than listening to your favorite song.
Okay, hold on. All you're going to do is lay down and nap. Pasta makes me feel heavy, although it is delicious. It's always better the next day, too.
When
I make fideo or I make spaghetti
Dana
or something.
Dana makes this chicken spaghetti, and the second day, it's amazing.
So good. Soaks in all the goodness. Yeah. It makes you feel even more tired after
Look how happy
it.
You guys are talking about it,
We're
though.
We're talking
Look,
this about
this. This might be right.
This is great, dog. I love me some
No, well, I think my research tops yours in case you missed it. National Institute of Health shows that music that you listen to as a teenager and a young adult, okay, before the age of 24, it binds differently to your brain. And when you're feeling down, when you're feeling depressed, listen to that music. It is scientifically proven now to turn it around and help you feel happier.
Wow.
It helps you feel happier.
You know, I've seen this study before. It's called
neural nostalgia.
Yeah, and it said that your favorite songs when you're 14 and 15 years old actually stick with you for the rest of your life and can shape who you are as a person and who you have and your musical taste.
Well, and it's just going to make you feel better. There's nothing like Tupac hit him up to just put me in the right mood. What song do you listen to right now that reminds you of a moment in your life that makes you happy? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, I remember during a WTF story last week or the week before. Anthony A., you told myself, Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic, there was a cicada apocalypse coming.
Yes,
remember?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one restaurant in New Orleans has decided to take advantage of it by offering cicada salads.
You know what? If it wasn't New Orleans, I would think it'd be gross, but in New Orleans, it probably tastes good.
Automatic, you might be right. So this spot has been open for more than 100 years. It's called Antoine's. They're in the French Quarter, and you can pay extra for these bugs. This is called the Cinnamon Bug Crunch.
This is why I don't eat salads.
No, and not only cicadas, they will add chill-fried wax worms and crispy Cajun-spiced crickets. All on your cicada salad.
Yeah. A little bit of side of Cajun.
That's a Louisiana five-star restaurant right there, boy.
I'm here for it. My ancestors are calling. Eat bugs. Eat bugs.
Well, maybe you can get this dog to eat some bugs. Okay. Who needs a regular dog when you can buy a flame-throwing robot dog for under 10 grand?
Well, who's got 10 grand? But anyway, go ahead.
The cost of maintaining a live dog.
Anthony, with all the vaccine shots and whatnot. Yeah.
So there's this Ohio company, and they're selling the dog. It's called the Thermoninator, and they're saying that you can use it to clear your driveway of snow, and it shoots flames up to 30 feet. That's exactly what everyone's going to use it for, just to clear snow.
I can use it for a home invasion. You shoot that fire at somebody. The other day, I had somebody pull up behind me. Ring camera caught him. He thought I was alone. Automatic was at the house. Had we had the dog, I would have answered the door myself.
Hell yeah. Now
you would have been charbroiled.
With this robot dog, you might need to oil it up from time to time, but you don't have to pick up dog poo. That is another win for the robot dog.
Robot dog greater than regular dog.
Oh. But not greater than Viola. A circus elephant who was performing in Montana, she was receiving her normal pre-show bath when a car backfired, causing her to go in a panic and run through the gates of the circus into the streets of Montana.
Was anybody hurt?
No, nobody was hurt. She was going by. She went for a nice little stroll on a Monday afternoon.
You know who wouldn't have done that?
Who?
Robot dog.
Is our elephant girl good?
Oh, she's beyond okay. She actually, as a matter of fact, she went back and performed that night at the circus, yo.
Extra peanuts for her.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
From Sunday Service, Kanye, to Yeezy Porn. That's where we are. Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Greatest power forward of all time, Tim Duncan, celebrating his birthday.
That's right,
we also have Al Pacino celebrating a birthday, Lynette Rodriguez, and TikTok star Natalie Jane.
All right, so let's start off talking about Megan Thee Stallion. Bad news out of her camp. She has been accused of harassment and hostile work environment. Former cameraman goes by Emilio Garcia, says he was eating and she basically called him fat and told him to put the sandwich down, and alleges that she forced him to watch her have sexual relations with a female in a car, hasn't paid him, warned him to never discuss it openly. Now he's suing her. I don't know. I feel like Megan is, you know, had a tough last couple of years, and he just feels like she's an easy target.
Right. Yeah, I was going
to
say,
he hasn't... to watch them have sex. That's wild.
He said that he was getting paid $4,000 a month to take pictures, and then all of a sudden, it was on a case-by-case basis. Then he never got paid. So what he's trying to do is get paid.
Do we know for certain he's not just somebody after her money?
Because sometimes
stars...
cameraman for 5 years.
You see some things, and I think if the roles were reversed, if this was a guy and a woman was making this claim, it wouldn't even be like second-guessed.
It would totally be second-guessed.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, what are you talking about? The roles were reversed, and some man made a woman watch him have sex?
But we don't know that happened.
He might go to jail.
Automatic, you're trying to apply for the job to watch Megan Thee Stallion.
We're not saying that right now, but I'm with Anthony on this.
I love the jokes. Hey, I love a joke.
But if that was the case, the man might be in jail.
If this was a woman on the other side, we wouldn't be able to make any of these little remarks that we're doing right now.
Well, we're just going to have to see how the case plays out. All right, Kanye West doing nothing wrong either by starting Yeezy Porn. People are, I think, kind of attacking him because he went from Sunday Service to my daughters, you know, shouldn't be exposed to Hollywood, to, hey, let me make porn. That's just Kanye, though.
No, it's Kanye's constantly seeking attention, constantly trying to control the news cycle. It's because everything that's going on with Trump right now, he wanted to steal some of that shine, so he hires Stormy Daniels' ex, Mike Maz, and they're going to team up and start Yeezy p***ing together.
Oh, I wonder if this is going to cause a Trump-Kanye beef, which I'm here for. That would be fun.
That would be entertaining.
As long as neither one of them runs for president, I'm fine.
or gets in their own porn.
Nobody wants to see that.
Ew.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love Oreo cookies. I'm not so sure about their collaboration that DJ Automatic is going to talk about in food news. It's with a candy company. Uh-oh. I'll give you that much. Time for Friday's hashtags on a Thursday. Dana Cortez show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
All right, so as a parent, this concerned me. I thought I would share this with everybody. First hashtag is Tennessee passed a bill to allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on campuses.
I saw this.
This is 1 year after a former student who went to Covenant Elementary in Tennessee committed a mass shooting where six people were murdered. I want to say that correctly. I'm not so sure that more guns on top of guns, kind of throwing guns at the problem is the answer. I don't know.
At this point, I don't know what the answer is, but I did see they're getting training for every teacher, which is kind of crazy to think that your teacher's trained to use a gun.
The responsibility we already put on teachers. Now, you must stop mass shooters too.
I mean, in a way, I could see it that they would want to do it because it gives them a way to protect themselves if something was to happen. But like you said, it's throwing more guns at guns. Is that the answer? I don't know.
I don't know. We have the most guns in the world and the most mass shootings. So, I mean, math says no, but here we are. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Oreos and Sour Patch Kids are teaming up to bring you a sour and sweet Oreo.
That's disgusting.
So they're going to take little pieces of the Sour Patch Kids and they're baking them into the cookie. And then they're also putting them inside the cream that's inside the Oreo.
What? Can you imagine how bad this is going to taste?
That's not that bad.
I mean, it's going to be a sugar rush.
Oreo? Sour? The reason you eat Oreos because of the magnanimous taste of the delicious fluff.
I mean, you know, and then the chocolate surrounding it. In true 420 fashion, I think this was designed for 420, but it was late.
But they're late. And I guess I realize why. They forgot to put it out on time.
It's not available until May 6th, but the merch line, I'm going to say, the merch line is popping. It's dope. You're not here for the Sour Patch Oreo?
I better not see you walk around with a Sour Patch fit up head to toe, dog. I swear.
Even see you.
You know I've taken my 420 too far if I did that.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we also have National Take Your Kids to Work Day. Today's the day to do so. I feel like they don't do that no more. Maybe I'm not around kids a lot, but.
Nobody wants to be around their kids. We come to work to get away from them.
Damn. All right, it's also National Hug a Plumber Day. Shout out to all the plumbers out there.
Yeah, great field to get into. 7 plumbers a year retiring, only 3 people entering into that job.
Yeah, come on, you got to get into it. Everyone loves a man with a good snake.
There you go.
And we'll go ahead and wrap it up on National Telephone Day.
What an invention.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, it used to be attached to your wall. When it first began, a person had to connect you with another person. They would answer. Like
and they
an
said,
operator,
who do you want to talk to?
And they would have to connect you to that person's home. Now,
of course, this wasn't in any of our lifetimes.
No, of course not. Somebody like, they're looking at their parent. Were you alive?
Do you think somebody thought we were going to be alive in 1876?
Is that when the phone came out?
Yeah, that's when the phone was invented.
We're already old anyway. We were all born in the 1900s.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, so a little earlier, myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. We did a hold in case you missed a thing. And pasta makes you happier, according to new research. Nostalgic music you listen to in your teenage and early adult life, makes you happy as well. But it can't just be music and pasta.
No.
There's got to be some other things that make you feel good when you're feeling sad.
My thing is I like to go work out. Or at least go for work or do something.
Oh, yeah, so we're going for healthier vices.
For me, I mean, that's what works for me. That, like, if I'm in a funk or I got something going on, even with, like, if my team loses, a good jog or a nice walk with the dogs will
get
me out of the
funk. You get aggressive, though, when you're working out, when you're doing it. I remember when you used to go DJ and stuff. You go for a run.
That had to do with nerves. Like, if I'm super nervous about something, too, I go for a run, too.
Damn, I haven't seen you run in, like, 3 years now.
I was going to say.
I haven't been nervous in a while, dude.
Our bodies show it, too.
Oh, damn, that was a shot on all of us right there. No, I personally, I was going to lead with the Twix candy bar.
Dang, Anthony.
Yeah, but I didn't know we were trying to be healthy and positive over here.
No, tell me why Twix, because that's my favorite candy bar.
I've always grown up eating Twix. It's always been my favorite candy.
How do you eat it?
I'll get the
Your go-to comfort food?
I'll get the 4-pack, and if I'm really feeling down and out, I won't even take out the wrapper. I'll just take the wrapper off and eat it straight from there, two at a time.
You don't eat the top layer off first and leave the cookie for last?
Yo, that is wild.
You're no, that's what? The only way to eat a Twix.
Hold on, wait. You eat the top of your Twix and then
the caramel part.
And I leave the cookie by itself. And at the very end, I have four cookies ready to go.
I didn't know I was sharing a room with psychopaths.
What?
Well, that's what you do. You do that too, automatic?
Yes. That's the only way to eat a Twix.
No, you just take it down like a chocolate. What?
No.
Oh, my God.
Eating it whole like that is, how do you eat your Kit Kat?
Huh? I don't really eat Kit Kats like that.
Oh,
bro, so.
My gosh. Okay, how do you eat your Oreo?
I dip it in milk if I have it. Yeah. You break up the Oreo,
I
too?
I break up the Oreo.
Yeah.
And
this
I
is why we are a marriage
fluff.
Made in heaven.
Thank you, automatic.
Ah, dogs, you just taking off all the tops of your Oreos?
Yes.
Gross, dude.
Lick them and have a good time. Speaking of which, you know what makes me happier? DJ Automatic.
Oh.
Play that music. No, I meant. That's what nice. I meant.
Ew.
Twist off the top and lick a little. 877-730-DCS1. What makes you happy besides music and pasta? Tap in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.